B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yomad of Samach Dalad. We're going to start five lines from the top of the Omad. Says the Gemara, Imshel Shem Meis, Ze She'ola Olov V'chulu. And this takes us back to the Mishnah we learned earlier on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph at the beginning of the Perek. And we know that there were two goats. This is Perek Shnei Si'ira Yom HaKippurim. There were two he-goats, and there was a goyrol that was done on it, a lot. One of them was then going to be allotted the Lashem Chatos. It was going to be a Chatos, which is called the Chatos Apnimis, that after it's shechted, the blood was sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Heichal, on the Mizbeach Azov. That was the one goat. And the other goat was going to go La'azazil. And that's what we're learning about in this Perek. So the Mishnah said, towards the end of the Mishnah, what happens if at some point one of these two animals died? And now it needs a pair, because we need a soyer la'azazil and we need a soyer la'chatos. And what are you going to do? How are you going to get a second goat? You can't just take another goat and make it a pair, because you need to have a goyrol. These goats can only be designated via a goyrol. So the Mishnah says like this, Meis echod mehem, imach lo higril meis yikach zug l'sheni. If one of them died before they actually did the goyrol, just bring another goat and do the goyrol. V'imisha higril meis. If, however, one of them died after the goyrol was done, yovi zug achir, you bring another pair, v'yagril aleim b'tchila, and you do a goyrol on them. V'yoymer, and you say, imshel shem meis, in the event that it was the soir, the goat that was going to be lechatos, lashem, was the one that died, then in this second set, ze she'olol of hagoiro lashem, this goat that's going to be with the lot is going to be lashem, yiskaim tachtov will be instead of the one that died. And the Mishnah doesn't tell us which is going to be used for the azazil. The original surviving goat that was originally la'azazil, is that the one that's going to be sent to azazil? Or this, the pair of the second set, which is now la'azazil, is that the one that's going to be sent to azazil? That's something which the Mishnah does not discuss. It's going to be machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara we're going to learn. And the Mishnah continues, v'imshel azazil meis. If, however, it was the goat that was going to be la'azazil of the first set is the one that died, ze she'olol of hagoyrol la'azazil yiskaim tachtov, then when you bring a second pair and you do the goyrol, then you take the one, the goat, that's la'azazil, to replace the original la'azazil, the goat that had died. Again, which of the chatos ones are you going to bring? The Mishnah doesn't tell us which one is going to be used for the chatos. Is it the chatos, which is the surviving of the original pair, or is it the chatos of the second pair? Again, it's going to be machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. V'hasheni, all the Mishnah does tell us is that whichever one you're not going to use, that means one of them, that means you've had four goats now. One of them died and was replaced. Now, of the other two, one is going to be used for either the azazil or for lechatos, depending on the case, and we've got one left over. So the Mishnah says, v'hasheni, that leftover goat, yire achiyistoiv, is going to be let to graze until it becomes blemished, v'yimochir, and then you can sell it, v'yipludom of lenadova, and the money is used for korban oilus, for the mizbeach. And the Mishnah gives an explanation, she'ein chatos tzibur meso. Really, had this been a chatos yochid, because both of these goats are considered a chatos, and in the case of a chatos belonging to a private person, in the event that the person became atoned by a different animal than the original chatos, the chatos that is now no longer needed is actually mesois. It's one of the chamisho chatois ha-mesois, which we've learned about. It's halacha l'moshi m'Sinai, the chatos sheniskapru ba'aleo, then it's put to death. You lock it into a room and you let it die there. However, over here, since this is a chatos tzibur, these two goats are representing the tzibur, the public, the community, and therefore the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai was not said, and therefore it's yire atrei yistoiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, Thomas, he says, first and foremost, I disagree with you, Chachomim. You say that in the case of chatos tzibur, we don't say meso. I agree with you. I disagree with you. And I say that even in the case of a chatos tzibur, if it's niskapru ba'alem, if they are atoned elsewhere, and otherwise then it's going to be tomus. The halacha of Moshe Sinai applies that they are put to death. Va'oid Omar Rabbi Yehuda. And this seems quite cryptic, and the Gemara is going to discuss it soon on Daf Samach Daled Amud Beis. Va'oid Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Nishbach Hadam. What happens if you have, till now we were talking about a case where both animals were still alive, one of them died, and how do we replace it? Now what's talking about if the chatos, the soil, the chatos was already shechted, and you've got the blood, and now one of the two animals, that means either the blood gets spilt before you could do the avoida with it, or the azazel soil, which is still alive, died. Then Rabbi Yehuda says, "Oidom Rabbi Yehuda, nishbach hadam, if the blood that you've received from the first soyer got spilt before you did the avoida, yomus hamishtaleach, the pair, the other goat that was drawn, that was it's the set, the of the original set, that one gets put to death, and you have to bring a new set of seirim of goats, and you do the geirul from scratch, and you." And you either, you have one for the chatos l'shem, one for azazel. And the blood of the original soyer l'chatos has got spilt, and the other, the soyer gets, has to die. Why? Yomus ha-mishtalech, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, ba'li chayim nidchin. Rabbi Yehuda explicitly says, and we don't know exactly whether the Tanakhama agrees with this or not, that's going to be part of the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yechon we're going to learn. But Rabbi Yehuda explicitly says, ba'li chayim nidchin, that this azazel, even though it's still alive, and there's a discussion whether an animal that's still alive, can it be rejected? Or do we say that only an animal after it's been shechted could be rejected if something goes wrong? Rabbi Yehuda says no. Even though this soyer la'azazel is still alive, it is rejected since its pair, the blood got spilt, and we'll learn in the Gemara exactly why and how this works, but the soyer mishtalech gets rejected even though it's still alive. Meis mishtalech, in the event that the soyer mishtalech, the soyer that was going to be sent to the azazel, died, then yishofech adam, then the blood that's been received, and there everybody agrees that after the shechita, the blood can be rejected, and since the mishtalech died, the blood of the goat that was shechted is rejected, and you have to bring another set and start from scratch. That's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Samach Daled Amud Aleph, 5 lines from the top of the Amud. Im shel shem meis ze she'olo olov v'chulu. And this is just referring to the Mishnah that we just learned now. And Omar Rav, we're going to see now Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yechonon in the Gemara regarding which of the two animals, which of the two goats, not the one that died. That means, don't forget, we have two sets. In each set, there was one lachatos, one la'azazil. One la'shem, one la'azazil. And in the first case in the Mishnah is talking about that the one that was la'shem is the one that died. And in the second case in the Mishnah, we're talking about that imshel azazil mace. And the Mishnah here, and the Gemara here is actually going to be speaking about if the second case, which is that if the one la'azazil of the first set died, you do another geirul on a new set, and the azazil of the second set replaces the azazil of the first set, which one of the two chatos la'shem actually gets brought onto the, gets shechted? Is it the surviving la'shem chatos of the first set, or is it the one of the new set? Omar Rav, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yikrav. Rav says it's the surviving goat of the first set, which actually gets brought and offered up as the korban. Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yire. And it's the one that's going to be Lashem Chatos of the second set, which is now not needed, that's the one that the Tanakhama say is Yire, gets left to graze. But the same will apply in the event that it's the korban Lashem which died and gets replaced with the Lashem of the second set, that the question will be which of the two Azazel goats are going to be used. Azazel, that Rav says it's actually going to be the remaining, the original Azazel one, which is going to be used Azazel, and the Azazel of the second set is going to be left to graze. That's the opinion of Rav. And the Rav obviously holds here that ein balechayim nidchim. Since the surviving animal of the first set is alive still, it does not get rejected. Even though it was a pair with the other goat and the other goat died, it doesn't matter. Since it's still alive, it does not get rejected. So according to Rav, the Rabbonon hold Ein Bali Chaim Nitchim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan argues with Rav and says, Sheini Shebezug Rishoin Yireh. It's in the case when it was the Korban, the Azazel one that died and is replaced with the Azazel of the second set, then which one of the Lashem Chatos is going to be used? He says it's the new one. The Lashem Chatos of the second set is going to be used as the Korban, and the Lashem Chatos of the first set is going to be left to graze. Sheini Shebezug Rishoin is Yireh, and Sheini Shebezug Sheini Yikrav, that's the one that's going to be offered up. But Michael Mifligi, what are they arguing about? Rav Sovar Bali Chaim Einon Nitchin. Rav says, as we explained, an animal that's alive does not get rejected. Rabbi Yechanan Sovar Bali Chaim Nitchin. Rabbi Yechanan says that even Bali Chaim, even though whilst they're alive, they can be rejected. And since the two goats come as a pair, if one of them dies, the whole set gets rejected and you have to bring a new set. My Tama de Rav, what would be the source of Rav that says that Ein Bali Chaim Nitchin? And the Gemara is going to give two suggestions. The first one is learning it from the concept of Mechusar Zman. Dialif Mechusar Zman. What's Mechusar Zman? If an animal is too young, the first 7 days, you cannot offer up the animal as a korban. Nonetheless, later, when it reaches the eighth day, you can offer it up. So what do we see? Mechusar Zman. Lav afal gav dehashta leichozi. Do we not see from there that even though it was not fit to be brought as a korban the first 7 days, kihodur merza, when it reaches the eighth day, shapir domi, it now becomes fit. Hochanami loishno, so too here. Even though when, for example, in the case where the animal that was la'azazel died, in the case that the azazel died, then now the Lashem Chatos cannot be used at this point, because you need a pair. And it was rejected. And afterwards, when you replace the Azazel one with the Azazel goat of the second set, now you can again use the original goat that was Lachatos. You can use it and it does not get rejected. And that would be a source to Rav. Says the Gemara, you cannot bring proof from there. Midomi, it's not similar. Hosam lois chazi klal. In the case of Mechusar Zman, the animal was never rejected. It was just never yet able to be a korban because it was too young. And it was not a discussion of rejection. Hocha nira v'nitcha. Over here, this animal was fit. It was already used, it was already did the geirel, it was already designated to be its korban, and then it became rejected when its pair died, and there was a discussion. And Rav says that ein bali chayim nitchim, we still need a source for that, that even in a case when it was fit and then rejected, that we say it does not get eternally rejected, and as soon as the situation allows it, for example, you replaced its pair, then it becomes fit again. Elohai Nutama de Rav, the source for Rav must be a different source. De Yalif Mibal Mum Oiver. We learn it from the concept of a temporary blemish. If a korban receives a temporary blemish, Bal Mum Oiver, Lav Afal Gav Deloi Chozi Hashta, is it not the case that all the while it has this blemish that it's not fit to be used as a korban? Kihadar merza, when it gets healed and the blemish goes away, you can then now use it again as a korban. Shapir domi, hochanami leishno. So to here, even though the animal was rejected, it doesn't mean it's eternally rejected and it can be used for the korban as soon as the issue passes. So that would be a source for Rav. Asks the Gemara of Ahasam in Nolon, what's the source in the Torah? Where do we find in the Chumash a source that Bal Mum Oiver, that after the Mum passes, after this temporary blemish passes, you can offer up the carbon? Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Umiyad ben nechor lo yisakrivo es lechem elikechem, mikol eile, ki moshchosom bohem. What does it mean, ki moshchosom bohem? That their corruption is still on them. Mum bom, that the blemish is in it. Lo yiratzu lachem. So what do we learn from there? Mum bom, hud lo yiratzu. That only all the while that the blemish is there, it cannot atone. It cannot be used as a korban. Ha ovar mumon. But if the blemish after it passes, yiratzu, it can be meratze, and it can be used. So we see that an animal, whilst it's alive, then it, we don't say that if it's temporarily rejected, it's rejected entirely. Rabbi Yochanan, he says that Bali Chaim Nitchim. Rabbi Yochanan says in the case of our Mishnah that it's the whole new set that gets used, and the surviving goat of the first set does not get used. It's left to graze, according to the Tanakhama. So Rabbi Yochanan obviously holds Bali Chaim Nitchim, that once an animal was fit to be a korban and then it was rejected, it no longer becomes fit. What's Rabbi Yochanan do? We seem to have a source for the against that from a balmum oiver, a temporary blemish, where even though it's rejected temporarily, the pasuk seems to say that after the blemish goes away, you can offer it up as a korban. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right, I agree with you. But in that pasuk with the blemish, there's a word that tells us that this leniency only applies there and doesn't apply anywhere else. Miot rachmona bohem, it says, because their corruption, their temporary blemish, is bohem, is referring to in it, only referring to this topic of the blemish. Heim hu dechi ovar mumon yiratu. It's only there that when the blemish passes, that you can use it as a korban. Ha kol duchuin, but any other rejection in any other area of korbanos, for example, the pair of the goats on Yom Kippur when one of them died, hoil v'nitchu, since if any of them became rejected, nitchu, they become entirely rejected and you cannot use it as a korban. V'rav, what does Rav do with this word bohem? Because Rav says we learn from balmum oiver that everywhere else, ein bali chayim nitchim. So Rav obviously uses this as an example that an animal that was alive and is still alive does not become rejected. What does he do with the word bohem? Rava hu bohem, this word is coming to teach us that be'inayu hu deloy miratzu, that only when it was be'en, only when this animal which has this temporary blemish, and you can see the temporary blemish, it's there, it's clear, that only then we say that all the while that it has the blemish, lo yiratzu, it cannot be used as a korban. Ha al yedei tarivus. However, if it gets mixed up with other animals, in that case, miratzu, then even though it has this blemish, it can be offered up as a korban. And that's going to be the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer we're about to see in the Mishnah. Kedetnan, Eivorim tmimim be'ivorim bale mumin. And before we explain this, it has to be clear. The pasuk there is talking about any balmum. Any balmum, that an animal that's blemished, irrespective of whether it's a temporary blemish or a permanent one, cannot be brought as a korban. However, we learn from the pasuk, from the words mumbum, that type of blemish, which at some point, whilst it was alive, the blemish healed, the mum was over, it was only a temporary blemish, in that case, then it can be used as a korban, and it's only mumbum, all the while the blemish is there, lo yiratzu lachem. But the psukim are talking about any type of blemish. So from the word bohem, we learn something else about blemishes. There we're talking about a proper mum, that you had limbs of an animal that were not a bal mum, and the evarim tmimim, and beivarim bali mumin, and you had also limbs of korbonis that were bali mumin, and they're not allowed to be put on the mizbeach. And they all got mixed up together. So what do we do here? Rabbi Eliezer says, Im kora v'roish shel echod mem. For example, you had lots of heads of this, and obviously he's talking about korban oila. You had the heads that were going to be put onto the mizbeach, and you know that one of these heads belonged to an animal that was a bal mum and was not allowed to be put on the mizbeach. So Eliezer says, if for whatever good or bad reason, one of these heads were of this mixture, of this, you've got this whole mixture of all these heads, if any one of these heads was already put on the mizbeach, was not allowed to be, but you put it on the mizbeach, then we're allowed to assume that the one that's already on the mizbeach was the one that was the blemished one. Yakrivu kol arosh in kulon, and you can now be makriv all the other heads, even though you don't really know, you have no proof that each of these heads does not come from that blemished animal. So similarly, kro'ov shel echod mehem. If you had a whole load of legs, of the feet of these animals, and you know that one of them comes from an animal that was blemished and was not allowed to go on the Mizbeach, if one of them was put on the Mizbeach, you don't know which animal that leg came from, Yakrivu kol ha'krayim kulon, you're allowed to put all the other legs on the Mizbeach, because that's called, it's not be'en, it's called betarivus. So if they're all still here, you're not allowed to put any of them on the Mizbeach. If one of them was put on the Mizbeach, we're allowed to be lenient and assume and take on that the one that was the blemished one is already on the Mizbeach, and you can then offer up all the rest. And that's what we learn, that's what Rav says we learn from the words Moshchosam Bohem, that Bohem means only when it's clear. When it's clear that this is definitely, or this is from a blemished animal, then you're not allowed to put it on the Mizbeach. But if it's only a Safik, and it could be it's not, then you're allowed to offer them onto the Mizbeach. And the Chachamim in the Mishnah, they argue with Rabbi Eliezer, and they say, Afilu korvu kulon chutz me'echod mehen, even if all the heads or all the legs had already been put on the Mizbeach, besides one of them, yetzel lebeis hasreifa, for that one might be the one from the blemished animal, and therefore it has to be sent to, has to be taken to the Beis HaSreifa, it has to be burnt, it's not allowed to go onto the Mizbeach. So that's what Rav does with the word Bohem. Ve'idoch, how's Rabbi Yochanan, who he learns from the word Bohem, that this leniency, that mum bom, that a temporary blemish, once it gets healed, if it got healed and then the animal was shechted, it's allowed to be used as a korban. He says that the Bohem tells us that that's only by mum oivor, and do not learn out to all other halachas that the Baal Chai is not nitche. And it's in that point that he argues with Rav. So according to him, that you don't have the word Bohem left over, how is Rabbi Yochanan going to learn this halacha that if you have a mixture of these limbs, and you know that it could well be that the one that has blemished is already on the Mizbeach, Rabbi Eliezer says you're allowed to offer up all the others, he learns out from the Bohem. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have a Bohem. Says the Gemara, Nafkele mi bom Bohem. It could have says Moshchosom bom. It would have told us the same thing. That only regarding mum oiver we say that Bale Chaim Einom Nitchim, but not to other halachas. Why does it say the extra word, the extra letter hey, Bohem? Mibom Bohem. It doesn't say Moshchosom bom, it says Moshchosom Bohem. The extra letter hey teaches us this halacha that it's only when it's be'en, when it's there, clear, not when it's in a mixture. Ve'idoch, but Rav, who says that we don't use from Bohem to say that we learn that only regarding mum oiver we say Ein Balechaim Nitchin, everywhere else not. Rav argues with that and says we learn from here that everywhere else Balechaim are not Nitchim. And what does he do with the Bohem? He says that the Bohem is to tell us that it's only when it's Be'en, not when it's a Tarivus. What does he do with the extra hay? Bom Bohem Loi Dorish. Rav didn't feel it was necessary that you have to have something to learn from the extra hay. Continues the Gemara. So we've seen now a Machlekes. Rav says, Ein Bale Chaim Nitchin. Rabbi Yochanan says, Bale Chaim Nitchin. Besides for the Bale Mum Oiver. Now, in the case of, what does it mean, Bale Chaim Nitchin? That you had an original set of goats, one of them died, the other one is now not fit because it doesn't have a pair, so it's temporarily, or at least it's been rejected. Rabbi Yochanan says, Bale Chaim Nitchin, once it's been rejected, even though it's still alive, it gets totally rejected. So then, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's clear that original surviving animal has to be left to graze, according to the Tanakhama. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it dies. That's a separate discussion whether the Chatos Tzibur is Mesois or not. But it's, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's clear that you have to use the whole second set. According to Rav, Rav says, Ein Bale Chaim Nitchim. Animals, whilst they're alive, don't get rejected. He learns it out from Baal Mum Oiver. They don't get rejected. It means that the surviving of the original two goats can be used. So now the Gemara is going to discuss. According to Rav, it's true that you can use the surviving of the first two goats. But do you have to use that one? Or can you use the other one? For example, in a case where the Azazel died. So now you brought a new set. you did the geirol, you replaced the azazel with the azazel from the second set. Now, it's true, according to Rav, you're allowed to use the goat that was Lashem Chatos of the first set, because Ein Bali Chaim Nidchin. But are you allowed to use the Lashem Chatos of the second set? Rav seems to say you have to use the first one. Why would that be true? Ularav, Nehi Nami the Bali Chaim Ein Nidchin. I understand, according to you, Rav, you say that live animals don't get completely rejected. Okay. But Iboya Hainakriv, you should be able to choose whichever one you want. Why do you, Rav, make it so clear, as we saw in the Gemara before? Rav says at the beginning of the Gemara we started with that Sheni Shebazog Rishon Yikrav. It's the remaining of the first two goats which is the one that's going to be used. Why would that have to be true? Answers the Gemara, Omar Rava, Rav Sova Lok Reb Yosi. And we've had this Reb Yosi before already. We learned about this Reb Yosi that says the Omar Mitzvah Barishoin. That if you've got two animals and that were both, we'll soon see what the cases are. But when you have a case where two things could serve the same purpose, use the one that was designated first. And that's the concept. Mitzvah Barishoin. Rabbi Yossi introduced us to this concept. Rav holds of that. And therefore Rav says, since the original Chatos Lashem of the original set was first the one that was going to be Lashem Chatos, make sure that's the one that gets offered up, Lashem Chatos, and the Lashem Chatos of the second set, that's the one that will be left to graze. Where do we find this? Hi, Rabbi Yossi. Where's this Rabbi Yossi that teaches us that there's a mitzvah barishoin? Inema, are you going to say it's Rabbi Yossi the kupois? It's Rabbi Yossi by the boxes. We learned in the Mishnah, in Maseches Shkolim, Sholosh kupois shel sholosh soin. The Klal Yisrael would come and put the Machzis HaShekel into this chamber called the Lishka, and they would three times they would take these kupois, these boxes, and withdraw coins from this chamber. And there would be three boxes that with which they would withdraw the money. The cost of Alen on these boxes, it says Aleph Beis Gimel, they are marked. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Omer Rabbi Yossi explained, Lama Kosuv Aleim Aleph Beis Gimel, why are they marked? Why is it necessary to mark them? Leida Ezemem Nitzrim or Rishon, because I want to know which box was the one that was withdrawn first. Lahovi Heimen or Rishon, in order to finish using those coins first before using the coins in the second box. Shem Mitzvah Bar Rishon, it's a mitzvah to use the coins that were separated first. So what do we see from there? There's a concept called Mitzvah Barishoin. And Rav says, and Rav over here is obviously following that Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, no. Dilma Shani Hasam, there's no source from that Rabbi Yossi. Because over there, when you first withdrew with the first box, the first kupa, you withdrew the coins, the Be'idna Da'achzikam, this Chazikam Aysa, when the coins in the first box were fit to be used, lo yischazi basraisa, there were no coins in the second or third box, they hadn't yet withdrawn from them. So it's not only that this was the first, but when they were withdrawn, they were the only coins that could actually be used for the korbanos. And therefore you use those first, but it would not be proof to our case here, where let's take the example that the goat of the Azazel died, and we're now discussing which goat was going to be Lashem, which was going to be used Chatos Lashem. So when did even the goat that was first in the first set, Chatos Lashem, when was that going to be fit to be shechted? Only at a later point when it has to be shechted. In the meantime, the Azazel died before that. If the Azazel goat died before that, the Lashem Chatos was not yet fit. It was designated to be used and to be shechted Lashem Chatos, but it was not yet fit. The time had not yet arrived. But the time does come to shecht it. We now have two goats in front of us. Maybe over there we say that there's no preference to the first one over the second one. We need a source that when you have two animals that become fit at the same time, that the one that was designated first is the one that we're going to use. Elo Rabbi Yossi de Pesach. It's Rabbi Yossi regarding the Korban Pesach. Ditnan, because we learned in a Braisa, Hamafrish Pischo, if somebody separates the Korban Pesach, V'ovad, and he got lost, V'hifrish Achir Tachtov, and he separated the second Korban to serve as his Korban Pesach. And this was all before Chatzos. V'achar kach nimtzo rishon, and then they found the first, the original lost Korban Pesach. And now when it comes to Chatzos, we have both animals, both now become fit to be shechted as a Korban Pesach. Which one do we shecht? The Chachomim say, it makes no difference, you can shecht whichever one you want. Rabbi Yossi says, no, mitzvah barishon, the one that you designated first to be the Korban Pesach, that's the one that you're supposed to be using for the Korban Pesach. And that will be the source to what Rav says here. You want to know which of the goats should be shechted, Lashem Chatos, the one that was first designated from the first set. And in the case of the Korban Pesach, Vimhoya Sheini Muvchar, Mimenu, Yevienu, if the second one is more choice, is a more preferable Korban, it's a higher quality Korban, then you should use the second one as the Korban Pesach, and that overrides the concept of Rishon, Mitzvah Barishon, because the second one is first. And that's primarily regarding the Korban Pesach. And the Rishonim we saw in Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, and also here Tosfos discusses whether or why the concept of Mitzvah Barishon, or more accurately, the concept of Asheni Muvchor Mimenu Yevienu, does not apply to the case of the goats on Yom Kippur. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rava, Daika Masnisen Kavasei Rav. We're going to find in the Mishnah itself, it seems to be following the opinion of Rav that we use the original surviving goat of the first pair, the one that didn't die, that one is going to be used, and it's the parallel to that one in the second pair that's going to graze. Ubraisa Kavasei Rabbi Yechanon, it's going to be in a Braisa, we're going to find proof to Rabbi Yechanon who says that the Bali Chaim Nitchim, that remaining surviving goat from the first set, is rejected, and we use the whole second set. Masnisin Kavasei Rav, where would we find proof in our Mishnah to Rav's opinion? Diktani, we learnt in our Mishnah. Im Shel Shem Mace. The first case of the Mishnah, if the Korban, which is Lashem Chatos, died, Zeh She'ololov Agoyrol, Lashem Yiskayim Tachtov. You bring another set of goats, and you do again the Goyrol, and the one that is now Lashem Chatos in the second set, that's the one that replaces the original one. So the Gemara deduces from there that V'idoch k'dekoi koi, that it's only the Lashem Chatos of the second set that replaces the animal of the first set. And we would seem to be from there, from the Mishnah, that the Azazel one, that which didn't die, there the Azazel in the second set does not replace the Azazel of the first set. It seems that the Azazel of the first set is the one that's actually sent to Azazel. That's like Rav says, that it's the Sheini Shebezug Rishon, which is Yikrav. Braisa Kavaseid Rabbi Yechanon. Where do we find a Braisa that seems to follow Rabbi Yechanon? Diktoni, we learnt in the Braisa. Sheini, Eini Yoidea Im Sheini Shebezug Rishon, Im Sheini Shebezug Sheini. Because what did we see in our Mishnah? That, let's take, for example, the case where the Lashem Chatos was the one that died. And that was replaced by the second one. So then the Mishnah said that the Sheini, the leftover Azazel one, is Yireh, gets left to graze. But the Braisa says, I don't know. Does it mean the second of the first pair, which is the Azazel of the first set, or is it the second in the second set? I don't know which one it is. So the Braisa brings a Pasuk, when it says in the Pasuk, from these words, Yo'omad Chai, the Braisa deduces, but not that its friend, its pair, the one which is going to be Lashem Chatos, that it died. In the case that it died, then if the Lashem Chatos died, then the Azazel of the original set is also rejected and also does not get used, like Rabbi Yochanan said. It's just we don't really understand where it says that in the words Yo'omad Chai. But that's what the Braisa says, that if Chaveiro Meis, if the one that's Lashem Chatos dies, then the one Lazazel is not sent Lazazel, we use the whole second set. Asks the Gemara, my Mashma, where do you see in the words Yo'omad Chai that in the case that the Chatos Lashem dies, then the one that's Lazazel also gets rejected? Yo'omad Chai v'loy shekvar omad. Says the Gemara, what we learn from here is Yo'omad Chai. It's the animal, the goat that's going to be used, Lazazel, has to stand alive all the time. And at no point in time is it allowed to be rejected. When the animal, the soyer l'ashem chatos, dies, then temporarily, the soyer l'azazel is not fit to be used l'azazel because you haven't done the avoida with the l'ashem chatos. The other one died. And so now you have to bring a new set. You have to have a new set. And now you're going to say, oh, now that I have the l'ashem chatos, now that's been replaced, now the Azazel will again stand alive whilst the Avoida is done with the Sawyer. No. To again stand alive, that we can't do. The Pasuk says, Yo'amad Chai. Yo'amad Chai means that it once it stands alive, waiting for the Avoida of the Lashem Chatzos to be done, and not twice. Once it becomes rejected entirely. And the Rishonim here discuss that even though this is the same Halacha as Rabbi Yochanan, that says that the original animal, the original one which is la'azazel, is rejected. That is the same halacha as Rabbi Yochanan, but is bringing a different source than Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan learned bali chayim nitchim, didn't learn it out from Yo'amad Chai, but that's something that the Rishonim here discuss. Continues the Gemara. And now the Gemara is taking us back to the end of the Mishnah, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. What do we see in the Mishnah? That the Tanakhama said that the animal that was remaining is Yir'eh, is left to graze. For example, you have the case where the Lashem Chatos died, so now you need to bring another set, and you do a new Goyrol. The Lashem Chatos of the second set is going to replace the Lashem Chatos of the first set. You now have two goats, which are La'azazil. The one that you're not going to use, which is called the Sheini, is going to graze. Rabbi Huda says that, no, why do you say it's going to graze? She'ein Chatos Tzibur Mesa. I say that Thomas is put to death because the Chatos Tzibur is Mesa. If it's Niska Prubaleo Ba'acheres. Va'oidom Rabbi Yehuda. And then Rabbi Yehuda said something else. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? That Nishpach Adam Yomus HaMishtaleach, that if the, in the event that the goat was shechted, the soyer the chatos l'Hashem was shechted, you have the blood, but you've not yet done the avoida with the blood, and then it spills, then the Azazel one gets rejected. Completely gets rejected. So you see that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's clear, Ba'ali Chaim Nidchim. So if you were to have to explain what would Rabbi Yehuda say in the beginning of the Mishnah, in the case where one of them dies, not that in the case where it got spilled, but one of them dies, in the Machlekas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, where would Rabbi Yehuda belong? Rabbi Yehuda clearly says, Ba'ali Chaim Nidchim, which means if, for example, the Lashem Chatos died and was replaced by the Lashem Chatos of the second set, and you have two Azazels, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ba'ali Chaim Nidchin, and he says, definitely, you're going to use the Azazel of the second set to be sent La'azazel, not the Azazel of the first set, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Azazel of the first set is Nidche, which is actually, it seems that Rabbi Yehuda then is following, in this aspect, is following what Rabbi Yochanan holds, Ba'ali Chaim Nidchim. And we have to understand that according to Rav, who says that Ein Ba'ali Chaim Nidchim, and then the Tanakhama says that you actually use the Azazel of the first set, and it's the Azazel of the second set which is going to be left to graze, we have to understand what does it mean that Rabbi Yehuda says Thomas. Rabbi Yehuda says Thomas, the Azazel of the second set is Thomas. It's absolutely not Thomas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's actually the Azazel of the second set that's going to be used, La Azazel. And that, amongst other points, the Gemara is now going to discuss. Says the Gemara, Tanan, we learn to the end of the Mishnah, Va'oidom Rabbi Yehuda, Nishbach Adam, Yomus HaMishtaleach, if the blood of the soyer Lachatos, which was shechted, then got spilt, then the Azazel, its pair, the other goat that was going to be sent, La'azazel, is Yomus, has to be left to die. Meis HaMishtaleach, if it's the Azazel one that dies, Yishofech Adam, you cannot use the blood of the goat that was shechted, you have to replace the whole set. Says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you use the Azazel of the second set. And the Azazel of the first set is Bali Chaim Nidchin. And according to the Tanakam, it's Yiretz left to graze, Mishum Hocha Yomus. I can understand that Rabbi Yehuda says that not it's left to graze, because you Tanakam say that Ein Chatos Tzibur Mesa. No, I say that Tomus, it dies because the Alochla Meshim Sina, if Chatos HaMesa, it applies even by Chatos Tzibur. Mishum Hocha Yomus HaMishtaleach. That's why the Mishtaleach has to be put to death and not left to graze. Elo l'Rav d'Omar, according to Rav, who explains the Tanakama, that Balichaim Eino Nitchin, and Rav says that it's the original La'azozil, which is sent to the Azozil, and it's the second, the Azozil of the second set, which is left to graze. Amai Yomus HaMishtaleach, then what does it mean that Rabbi Yehuda said at the end of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tomus, according to Rav's reading of the Tanakhama that we're talking about, the Azazel of the second set, which is left to graze, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not Yiret, not left to graze, Tomus, it dies. How can that be? Rabbi Yehuda says that Bali Chaim Nidchin, and then you're actually going to use that second Azazel for the Azazel. So why would Rabbi Yehuda say that where you, Tanakhama, say Yiret, Rabbi Yehuda say Yomus? That only works according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says Bali Chaim Nitchin, not according to Rav. Amai Yomus HaMishtalech? Answers the Gemara, Malachor Rav. Rav will say, Alibud Rabbi Yehuda, Leiko Amina. When I said that the Bali Chaim Ein Bali Chaim Nitchin, and you send the original La'azazel, is the one that's sent to the Azazel, and it's the second, the Azazel of the second set, which is left to graze, Kia Kamina, I only said that, Alibud Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon who say, Ein Bali Chaim Nitchin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Bali Chaim Nitchin, according to him, indeed, the second Azazel is going to be sent La'azazel, and the first one, the Azazel of the first set, which is the surviving one, is the one that's going to be left to graze. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's going to hold. It's not left to graze. It's going to be put to death. Says the Gemara. So before we continue with the Gemara, so now how are we going to read the Mishnah then, according to Rav? That Rav said as follows, that the Tanakama holds Ein Bali Chaim Nitchin. So in the case that the Lashem Chatos dies, the Lashem Chatos is replaced with the second set, and the La'azazel is the Azazel of the first set is actually going to be used La'azazel, and the Azazel of the second set is Yireh. Why Yireh? Yireh is because it says in the Mishnah, Ein Chatos Tzibur Meisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tomus is not talking about that Azazel of the second set. No. He says, you say that Ein Chatos Tzibur Meisa, whenever that applies, I argue with you and say, yes, Chatos Tzibur Meisa, whenever it applies. Now, regarding which animal is going to be used La'azazel, the first one or the second one, that's Rabbi Yehuda saying in the Va'oid. The Va'oid Omer Rabbi Yehuda, we see from there, that Bali Chaim Nitchin, it becomes apparent from there that Rabbi Yehuda actually says, I'm also arguing regarding which animal is going to be sent La'azazel. You, Tanakam, according to Rav, say that you're going to send the first Azazel to the Azazel because we say Ein Bali Chaim Nitchin and Mitzvah Barishoino. I argue with that. I say Bali Chaim Nitchin, and therefore you cannot send the first one. You have to send the second one, which is how Rabbi Yochanan actually reads into the Tanakama. According to Rav, no. The Tanakama say Ein Bali Chaim Nitchin, and the one that is not going to be used is Yireh. Rabbi Yehuda argues in 2 points. One, the halacha that you say Yireh because Ein Chatos Tzibur Meisa, I, Rabbi Yehuda, argue with that halacha. And number two, you say that it's the Ein Bali Chaim Nitchin, and therefore you use the original Azazel. I, Rabbi Yehuda, argue with that, and I'll say you use the second Azazel. So now the Gemara is going to say, Bishlei Mele Rav, according to Rav, Baha Pligi, Rabbi Yehuda, V'Rabbonon. I can understand that is what the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing with. Elo Rabbi Yochanan, B'mai Pligi, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the machlokes? Regarding what Rabbi Yehuda said Thomas, we understand, is arguing with the Tanakhama whether Chatos Tzibur is Yireh or Chatos Tzibur is Meis. What's the Va'oidomer Rabbi Yehuda, as if Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with something else? According to Rav, we understand what he's arguing. He's arguing that according to the Tanakhama say, Ein Balichayim Nitchin. Rabbi Yehuda says, Balichayim Nitchin, and therefore, if Nishbach Adam, Yomus HaMishtaleach. But according to Rabbi Yechanon, the Rabbi Yechanon says, that even according to Tanakama, Balichayim Nitchin. So what's Rabbi Yehuda adding by saying V'oidom Rabbi Yehuda that Balichayim are Nitchin? Even according to Tanakama, Balichayim is Nitchin, and you use the second Azazel to be sent to Azazel, and there's only one Machlekas, that the first Azazel according to Tanakama is Yireh, is left to graze because Ein Chatos Tzibur Meisa. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says Thomas because Chatos Tzibur Meisa. But in the V'oid, What's according to Rabbi Yechanon, what's the void adding here? There's no added point of machlekes. Answers the Gemara, Omar Rava, Ha'omrinon, we already said early on in the Omud, Daika Masnisin Kavasei Durav. We already know, we already deduced from early on in the Mishnah that this Mishnah seems to be following Rav. If you follow Rav all the way, you'll even understand the void Omar of Yehuda at the end of the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yechanon, there's a number of points in this Mishnah that don't read so well. Continues the Gemara. Tnam, we learnt in the Mishnah, in the Tanakhama, She'ein Chatos Tzibur Meisa, that the reason that the second, that means the one that's not going to be sent La'azazil, is left to graze, is because Ein Chatos Tzibur Meisa, even though normally we know that Chatos She Niskapru Balen, with a different carbon, is put to death, in the case of a carbon tzibur, it's not put to death. Ha, we can deduce from there that in this case, had it been talking about the yochid, a private person, kihai governor in a similar case, meisa, it would die. And this is going to be challenging. Bishleimel Rabbi Yechanon, according to Rabbi Yechanon, who says that balichayim nitchim, which means that the original lazozil animal is the one that's left to graze, and it's the new Azazil from the second set, which is actually used la'azazil, we can understand that it's the original Azazil, which is the one that was rejected all the while that the Lashem Chatos one died. Now the la'azazil one cannot be sent la'azazil because you need to have a pair, and you have to have done the sequence of Avodas with its pair with a Lashem Chatos. So temporarily it's rejected. So Rabbi Yechanon says it's entirely and eternally rejected. You cannot send the first Azazil, La'azazil. So according to that, we can understand that with which Azazil did you actually send to the Azazil, the one that didn't get lost, the one that was not rejected, the Azazil of the second set, that's called Niskapir Be'eino Avuda. You're Niskapir with the one that didn't get lost. Take a regular case of a Chatos. Reuven needed to bring a carbon Chatos. He separated the carbon Chatos. It got lost, temporarily rejected. It's not here. We haven't got it. You bring another Chatos. And now, if you offer up that second Chatos, the original Chatos is called the Chatos Sheniskapru Baleo. The original Chatos is called the Chatos Sheniskapru Baleo, and Mesois gets put to death. That's because it was Niskapru Be'eino Avuda. You actually used the one that wasn't lost. The one that was lost and later found is put to death. That's fine, according to Rabbi Yechanon. Bishleim Rabbi Yechanon, we can understand. Could Rabbi Abba Omar Rav? The Omar Rabbi Abba Omar Rav. Rabbi Abba Omar Rav said as follows: Hakil Moedim, and exactly this is a Gemara in Tumur Daf Chof Gimel. Exact. We're not going into the little details here of the Machlekes Rabbi and the Rabbonon, but Rabbi Abba Omar Rav says that Hakil Moedim, both opinions there in Tumura agree. She'im niskapir b'she'eino avuda, that in the event that you actually use the one that never got lost, then avuda meisa, the one that originally got lost, we say that's the halacha l'Moshe Sinai, chatos she'niskapru ba'aleo, that is put to death. Then I can understand that the reason that over here in the Mishnah it's left to graze is because it's a carbon chatos of a tzibur, not of a yochid. If it would be that of a yochid, then it would actually be put to death. Elo le Rav, according to Rav, Rav who says that we use the animal that was temporarily rejected. We're using the first azazil. And that's similar to if somebody had a korban chatos, it got lost, he separated another korban chatos, and then he found the original korban chatos, and he actually used the original korban chatos to and as his korban chatos. And what now the question is, the second korban chatos that never got lost. It's true that it's a chatos shenis kapru ba'aleo, the owners got atoned with the original chatos, not with that one, but this was never a chatos that got lost. The main halacha of the halacha l'meishim Sinai is when a chatos got lost and used a different chatos to atone the owner. Over here, when it was niskapru ba'avuda, that the one you actually got atoned with was the one that got lost. What's the halacha of the second one? That's a machlokes Rebbe and Rabbonon. And over here, according to Rav, we're actually niskapro ba'avuda, because you used the original Azazel to send to the Azazel, and it was the original Azazel that was temporarily rejected when the one that was Lashem died. So this is a case, according to Rav, of niskapro ba'avuda. And it could be by niskapro ba'avuda, then according to Rebbe, in the Gemara in Temura, according to Rebbe, when you actually, the second one that only got separated because the first one got lost, and actually the second one then gets left over, that's called mafrish l'achrayas. It's no different to if you originally separate two korbonos for the same chatos, just one should be a guarantee in case the one gets lost, I've got the other one. There we don't say that it's mesos. So Rebbe says that in a case where it was niskapru ba'avuda, which means that you actually got atoned by the one that got lost, or in this case, you used the Azazel, the one that was from the first set, then the Azazel of the second set, according to Rebbe, even if it was a private chatos, it would not be mesos. It's called mafrish l'achrayis. You just have it just to be safe, just as a guarantor, a guarantee, you don't, and it wouldn't be. It would not be mesos. So according to that, according to Rav, why does the Mishnah say the reason that it's yireh is because ein chatos tzibur mesa, and we could deduce from there that if it was a yochid, it would be mesa. According to Rav, according to Rebbe in that Gemara, it wouldn't be mesa. Elo l'Rav, havelei k'mafrish dei chatos l'achrayas. According to Rav, this case is the same as the case where you initially separated two chatos, just so the second one should be a guarantee. V'omer Rabbi Yishia says, hifrish dei chatos l'achrayas, miskaper ba'achas mem, hashe ashniot tira. In that case, any chatos of those two you use, the second one is not mesa. The halacha l'meishim Sinai of Chatos sheniskapru ba'aleo, this mesos doesn't apply there. And according to Rebbe, the same is going to be over here, that since it was niskapru ba'avuda, even though you didn't separate two at the same time, initially you only had one korban la'azazel, but according to Rebbe, if you're niskapir with the one that got lost, then the second one is similar to a case of mafrish dei chatos, and there's no halacha l'meishim Sinai of mesos. Answers the Gemara, no. Even according to Rebbe, that says by a yochid, if you actually use the animal that was lost, the second one is not mesos. That's because when you actually separated the second one, there was no reason to believe that you were not going to use it. It was like for a guarantee. If I don't find the first one, I'll use the second one. However, over here it's different. Because here, even though we have two Azazels, but right from the start, we know that we're not going to use the second one. Because if you remember, we learned that according to Rav, Rav says that we follow Rabbi Yossi that says mitzvah barishoina. Which means that according to Rav, we knew all along, we had no intentions of actually using the second Azazel. If you have no intentions of using the second Azazel, even Rebbe will agree that in this case, it's not similar to a regular Niskapro Ba'avuda, and it's similar to, and it has the Halacha L'meishim Sinai of Nevad, of a Korban Chatzos that got lost with Niskapro Ba'aleo. Let's see that inside. Kiven do Amar Rav, that Rav Sova Lok Rabbi Yossi, since we saw before that Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi the Omar Mitzvah Barishoin, even though Rav says Ein Bale Chaim Nitchim, nonetheless we say you have to use the first Azazel, not the second one, because Mitzvah Barishoino Meikorek Mafrish Leibud Domi. Then when you separate the second set, the Azazel of the second set is not similar to Mafrish LaAchrayas, just just to be safe, maybe I'll use it, maybe not. We know right from the beginning that he's not going to use it, and therefore it has the halacha l'moshe m'sinai of mesos, and therefore when the Mishnah says that the reason it's yira is because it's a chatas tzibur, but if it would be a chatas yochid, it would be mesos, is accurate. Continues the Gemara, Tanan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tomus. Rabbi Yehuda says that the case that you chachomim say that is yira, and why do you chachomim say yira? Because ein chatos tzibur meso. I, Rabbi Yehuda, say tomus, because I say that even chatos tzibur is mesos. So bishleim Rabbi Yechonon kontra. Rabbi Yechonon says baalei chayim nitchin. And which hazazel are you going to use? The first one. According to Rabbi Yechonon, who says you're going to use the second one. The first one is left to graze. The Omar Sheni Shebazug Rishon Yira is the Azazel of the first set, which is left to graze. Rabbi Yehuda Yomus. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't get left to graze. Rather, it gets killed because he says that it's a Chatos, which is even by Chatos Tzibur is Mesos. That miskaper b'sheni shebezuk sheni, because the one that you get atoned with, the azazel you're actually going to use, is the one from the second set. So then we can understand. Rabbi Yehuda argues, elo l'rav d'omah sheni shebezuk sheni yira, according to Rav, who says ein bali chaim nitchin, and says which azazel are you going to actually use is the first azazel. Which one are you going to send to graze, the azazel of the second set? Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Bali Chaim Nitchin, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the second Azazel is the one that you're going to use La Azazel. Yomus? Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Yomus? Rabbi Yehuda b'may miskapir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to have a problem. Rabbi Yehuda says that Bali Chaim Nitchin, as we saw, Nishbach Adam, Yomus, the Azazel, is put to death. So he holds Bali Chaim Nitchin. So in the case where the you have two azazels, the first azazel, which was rejected when the Lashem Chatos one died, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot use the first one. According to Rav, which one does the Tanakhama say that you use? According to Rav, you use the first azazel. The second one is left to graze. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot use the first one, because Bali Chaim Nitchim. The second one that the Tanakhama says is left to graze, Rabbi Yehuda says Yomus. Don't say it's left to graze, is put to death. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you've got nothing. The second one is put to death. The first one you can't use because of is Bali Chaim Nitchim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have no Azazel, but my miskapir. Answers the Gemara, Misavras Rabbi Yehuda, Asheni Shebazug Sheni Koi? Rabbi Yehuda, Asheni Shebazug Rishon. Do you really think that it's talking that Rabbi Yehuda, when he says Tomus, is referring to the second Azazel, which according to Tanakhama is Yireh, is left to graze, that Rabbi Yehuda says it's not left to graze, it's left to die? That's not what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, you Tanakhama say that the second Azazel is left to graze. I argue with you on both fronts. Number one, the reason you say it's left to graze because Ein Chatos Tzibur Mesa, I argue with that. But I argue with you with the very halacha. You say, you Rabbonon say, according to Rav, that you actually send you use the first Azazel to send to the Azazel. I argue that. I say, Bali Chaim Nitchim. I say that you use the second Azazel. And the first Azazel, not Yireh, but Tomus. This Tomus is because I hold that Chatos Tzibur Mesos. So that's what it says, Rabbi Yehuda Chatos Asheni Shebezug Rishon Koi, which is like we saw, like Rabbi Yochanan. Continues the Gemara, and we remember that we saw in Daf Samach Dalad Amud Beis, Tnan V'oid Omer Rabbi Yehuda, when the Gemara quoted the last two lines of Rabbi Yehuda, then the Gemara used it to ask a question against Rav. Now the Gemara is saying that v'ikadu kamoisiv hochi, others ask the question a bit differently. They ask from the last two lines of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, they're actually asking a question not against Rav, but against Rabbi Yochanan. V'oid omer Rabbi Yehuda nishpach adam yomus ha-mishtaleach. Meis ha-mishtaleach yishpach shofeich adam. That's what we saw at the end of the Mishnah. Bishleim le-Rav, according to Rav, we can understand Reisha pligi bechatois tzibur, v'seifa pligi bebalei chaim. Because Rabbi Yehuda said two things. First, he said that you Tanakama say roya is only left to graze. I say tomus, because you Tanakama say ein chatos tzibur meisa. I Rabbi Yehuda say chatos tzibur meisa. V'oidom Rabbi Yehuda says another point that balei chaim nitchim. So kun to Rabbi Yehuda, we understand what the two Rabbi Yehudas are. The first one is saying a generalization. You Tanakama hold ein chatos tzibur meisa. I say chatos tzibur meisa. You Tanakama say ein balei chaim nitchin. That's how Rav explained the Tanakama. Voidom Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says I'm arguing with that as well. I hold balei chaim nitchin. So we understand what the two points are. Elo Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that even according to the Tanakama, we say balei chaim nitchin. And it's the first azazel that's left to graze. So Rabbi Yehuda says tomus. Because I say that balei chaim, that even chatois tzibur is meisois and not roya, not left to graze. But then what's the void? What's it coming to add? You're trying to impress on me that you, Rabbi Yehuda, hold balei chaim nitchim. The Tanakam also hold balei chaim nitchim according to Rabbi Yochanan. Elo Rabbi Yochanan my void. What's the second point? Says the Gemara Kashi, indeed it's a Kashi. And the Gemara at the end of Samach Daled Amud Beis asked this question a bit differently. And the Gemara there says that indeed we've had a number of proofs from the Mishnah that the Mishnah fits and reads much better according to Rav, not so well according to Rabbi Yochanan. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.